It's 9:33, which is too early. Jacqueline had this thing she had to get up for. And then she got up like 2 hours ago, and then I've been like trying to sleep, but not really. I don't know. I've been in and out for 2 hours, but I think I'm getting up now. I'm at least doing this. I might fall back asleep as soon as I do this podcast, but I don't know. And I'm leaving for Burlington tonight. So tomorrow I'll be on the road, but I'll still do an episode tomorrow, in case you were worried. But I guess I'll try to get up after this is over. I got shit to do. I gotta get more serious. I gotta stop obsessing over things other than or directly related to me. I'm not saying don't be involved, don't be informed, but it's like I'm going way too down the fucking rabbit hole on all this Trump shit, and then anything gets me fucking sidetracked. I got into a whole thing just like reading some Twitter thing about some fucking comedy critic attacking Michael Che, which I thought was kind of fucked up. And like, it's not like Michael Che is my best friend. He's not a friend. But I know him, and I've known him for a while. He's a nice dude. That's all. He's a good guy. I think he's funny. I don't understand why like a comedy critic would obsessively screenshot his Insta stories to comment on whether he thinks that they are socially aware. Just seems fucking weird. But you gotta, I guess, if that's how some people think they'll get recognized. I shouldn't even be talking about why name the person. It doesn't matter. I just end up going down all these fucking Twitter holes of like people saying dumb shit. Because somebody on my Twitter feed will quote them and comment on them. And then I go down. There's some guy, I don't know if he's a comedian or I think he's a YouTuber that then says he's a comedian, which isn't the same thing. But then he wears a cowboy hat and then says dumb shit. But what's the difference? If he tweets dumb shit, there's like a billion people online saying dumb shit. You can't address each one individually. And you can spend the rest of your life. So I just need to. It's all procrastination on my part. It's all me, like, I'm trying to write, and then I'm like, oh, let me look at Twitter for a second, and then I'll be like, oh, well, I better pursue this story here, as opposed to work on the thing that I'm writing. That's the biggest part of writing, is the not writing. It's all the stuff you do when you're avoiding the writing. You're like, oh, it's just so easy to be, well, let me turn on the news for a minute. I just want to see what's going on. Then you're like, oh, maybe I'll finish that episode of Ugly Delicious that I started and I didn't finish. I want to see a little bit more about the taco. And then, oh, maybe I'll watch the next one. Yeah, that show Ugly Delicious is really good, though. Oh. Alright, let's look at the fucking news. And that'll be all the news I look at today. The rest of the day will be spent working. Nevada teen called his congressman and dropped an F-bomb while demanding action on guns. His school suspended him. I fucking hate the term F-bomb. You could say F-word. F-bomb. Fuck is like the most commonly used word in the English language. It's got to be up there. I say, it's not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a good word. I guess the part of it being a curse word, like a forbidden word, kind of is, it's a part of its appeal. But come on. It's just a, it's such a fucking good word. It's appropriate. And this kid says fuck. What kid doesn't say? That's like the first fun thing you do. You start cursing. I remember the first time I said fuck. I remember it. I was in third grade. I was scared. I was frightened. All my other friends started cursing already. I would hear them. It was like smoking. It kind of like outside. You hear shit and fuck. Oh my God. Did Bobby just say shit? He said shit. We're supposed to say crap. Or poo. He just said shit. That's the one you're not supposed to say. And someone else say fuck. Oh, now you're getting into the big stuff. That's like the worst one. Not to mention, everybody's parents would say these words. Not my parents, but my parents are fucking a little uptight when it comes to that shit. But, particularly my mom. But other people's parents say that, and they would say the N-word. So it's which is the worst. I mean, that's what it's like when I talk about it, it's just words. Everything's just words except for that one, the N-word. That's not just a word. In my opinion, that's my... Oh, just words. Yeah, not that one. That's a doozy. I stay away. Stay far away. What are you trying to do there? I don't even want to talk about it. But this kid said fuck. In high school, every high school kid says fuck. Every middle school kid, every adult says fuck. And if you don't, then who wants to be around that guy? Who wants to be around the guy that doesn't say fuck? Holy shit. I don't know one. I don't know a person. I don't know a single person. Anybody and any of these guys, you ever see that there's comedians that work clean, they never curse. Every one of them in their personal life, if you talk to them, will say fuck. Why? Because that's their people. They cannot say it for an hour. Sure, I cannot say it for an hour. I could work clean if I wanted to, but fuck that shit. I like to talk like I talk all the time. But I'm not criticizing clean comedians. I love so many of them. Brian Regan is fantastic. Jim Gaffigan. Brilliance. And they don't say fuck. That's their choice. But the kid got suspended, which, I mean, how cool is that? You got suspended. You'd be like, I got suspended from school. Why? I told my congressman he was a fucking asshole. Well, that's pretty good. That beats smoking in the loading dock. We made mistakes. That's Zuckerberg's quote. Facebook. I've come to terms with the fact that I'm not going to delete Facebook. It's not going to happen. And until everybody else does it, until it's like MySpace, if I'm not leading the fucking charge on it, I just I don't. It just seems like a hassle to do it. I'm on it less though. Maybe I'll delete the app from my phone. Let's see, where are we at? Oh, it's time to go. Well, this was an episode not of any significance, really. It wasn't the worst one there's been. Not the best. Not even close. Out of 384 episodes, this probably would be in the top 250. Maybe. But that's a lot of episodes. I like doing a show every day. I mean, I'm glad to take the weekends off now, but it's nice to have a... it's like the show, you know, if I did it once a week, it'd be like I'd been doing this show for fucking 5 years or something. I'm not doing the math on that. All right, I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.